Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
921 on WBT. It was dueling presidents in primetime last night, or at least one of them was during World News Tonight with George Stephanopoulos.
Yeah, the tough interview of George Stephanopoulos. God, he is in the tank. I'm sorry. You know, and I don't know how he became the anchor and the guy for ABC News. Apparently, he and the other good-looking guy,
David Muir,
they're fighting each other.
Yeah, David Muir and George are yeah, yeah, there's a turf battle at ABC.
There's a girl fight between the two of the guys.
Well,
wait a minute, I just got a memo. Beeper.
Yeah.
Don't use that term.
Attend to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to go to a conference right after the meeting. We're not on the air, are we?
Of course not.
Okay. Nothing anymore.
You good to go now?
Yeah.
Yeah. ABC World News Tonight, George Stephanopoulos, of course, he hosts GMA, but George Stephanopoulos gets the interview with Joe Biden, the president.
Mm-hmm.
This was a one-on-one last night. And like I said in our last segment, this apparently now on the heel or before the first Joe Biden official news conference.
Let's hear the tough questions.
This question here is about what's going on in the state of New York.
What's going on?
Governor Cuomo of New York, I know you said you want the investigation to continue. If the investigation confirms the claims of the women, should he resign?
Yes, I think he'd probably end up being prosecuted, too.
But how about right now? You said you want the investigation to continue. You saw Chuck Schumer, Senator Schumer, Senator Gillibrand, majority of the congressional delegation don't think he can be an effective governor right now. Can he serve effectively?
Well, that's a judgment for them to make about their state where they can be effective. Here's my position. It's been my position since I wrote the Violence Against Women Act. A woman should be presumed to telling the truth and should not be scapegoated and become victimized by her coming forward, number one.
All right, stop. This is where George would have interrupted Trump and gone, well, Mr. President, you yourself have been accused of inappropriate things, too. Are they presumed to be telling the truth? You yourself, Mr. Biden, have been accused of certain things. Don't you think if this were happening to Trump, George Stephanopoulos would bring up the access tapes or whatever and go, well, Mr. President, you... aren't you a hypocrite where you ask some people to resign and other people not resign? No, he's like whispering, well, isn't it? You know, he asked a follow-up question, but it was a gentle follow-up question. Go ahead.
Investigation to determine whether what she says is true. That's what's going on now.
And you've been very clear. If the investigation confirms the claims, he's gone.
That's what I think happened.
Wait a minute, stop. He just went, and you've been very clear. He just complimented. And you've been very clear. If the investigation is true, he should be gone.
And you've been very clear. If the investigation confirms the claims, he's gone.
I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable the difference the way George Stephanopoulos treats Joe Biden comparing to how he treated Donald Trump. It's unbelievable that he didn't bring up previous accusations against Joe Biden.
That's what I think happens. And by the way, it may very well be there could be a criminal prosecution that is attached to it. I just don't know. But let the investigation. And I'm not. I don't know what it is.
Stop. Wait a minute. So now you have got Biden who says it's not the president's job to get involved in talking about criminal prosecution. That the president always. Remember, he used to complain about President Trump talking about how other people should be investigated. Well, Biden's doing the same thing now. He shouldn't comment on criminal investigations. I shouldn't have done. I didn't do that as mayor and as or governor.
It takes a lot of courage for a woman to come forward.
Yeah.
Some are not. Anyway, it takes a lot of courage to come forward.
Wait a minute.
So the presumption.
Stop. Some are not. He was about to say something else because he was thinking of himself. There were some courageous women who came forward about you, Joe Biden. And that was that's what interrupted. He went, uh-oh, I better not.
It takes a lot of courage for women to come forward. Some are not. Anyway.
Anyway.
Come on, man.
It takes a lot of courage to come forward. So the presumption is it should be taken seriously. And it should be investigated. And that's what's underway now.
He didn't ask any follow-up question about the hypocrisy of how Kavanaugh was treated. Where I think Biden had even said Kavanaugh ought to withdraw because the woman, it wasn't presumed to be believed. The Democrats' line used to be, should be believed. Now they're saying, they're throwing in that word, the presumption. They're clarifying the word. There's such hypocrisy on both sides of the aisle on accusations. When it's made toward a Republican, they're guilty. When it's made toward a Democrat, well, they should be presumed to be truthful, but it should be investigated. And Republicans have been hypocritical on this, too, but Democrats more so.
So that was on ABC last night. Mm-hmm. The president and George Stephanopoulos. Over on Fox, it was mm-hmm. Maria Bartiromo and former President Trump. And they talked about a lot of things. We'll get into some of that audio ahead. To the Pat McCrory Show. So we heard from President Biden on ABC, his one-on-one with Stephanopoulos last night. And I mentioned that over on Fox, it was Maria Bartiromo interviewing President Trump, former President Trump. He called into the show and talked for about 20 minutes. So I basically have, I got several cuts from this. We can go in whatever direction you want to go in.
I'll say this. One thing, the Republicans failed miserably on going after the $1.9 trillion relief packages, and they didn't sell it as a boondoggle. They didn't sell it as pork. They didn't fight it as pork, and basically bankrupting the next generation. And the thing's got 72% approval rating. Hey, when you give out free checks to 70% of the people, 70% of the people are going to like it. Just the way it is. Now, what happens next year when you got to raise taxes to pay for it? That's going to be the big issue. And with gas prices going up, the gas prices are going up. Have you filled up your tank lately? It about takes care of your stimulus check that you're going to be getting.
Man, it's true.
You fill that up five or six times, and there goes your stimulus check. Just the difference between last month's prices and this month's prices. You know, my tank is all of a sudden it's $40 to fill up, where before it was $24. $25. And I go, wow. You know, remember it was $1.99?
No, it was. You know, and you put that little lever down and look away for a minute or two, and you're like, whoa. That happened fast.
Well, there goes the stimulus right there and more debt. And I don't know where the Republicans are. We're just not focusing on that. Some critics in D.C. are say they're more interested in fighting Cat in the Hat than they are the high gas prices or the pork barrel stimulus bill. But the one thing they've got the Democrats on their heels on is the border.
Speaking of which, mm-hmm. need a cut number two there, John Moore. Ready to roll? Here we go.
Well, my policies were working better than they've ever seen on the southern border. The wall is almost complete. We just had to fix little sections, complete little sections that had to be together. We needed them in order to get the trucks back and forth from side to side. But they've chosen to stop right in the middle. They could have it finished in a month, and it would be just magnificent. It already is magnificent, what it's done in the areas where it's totally completed. But just small sections are remaining, and they should finish it. But they're destroying our country. People are coming in by the hundreds of thousands. Young children are coming in, and they leave their homes, and they come up because they think it's going to be so wonderful. And frankly, our country can't handle it. It is a crisis like we've rarely had, and certainly we've never had on the border. But it's going to get much worse. I mean, what you're seeing now is very bad, record numbers, but it's going to get much, much worse. With a little bit of time, you'll see those numbers expand at a level like you've never seen before.
This could be President Biden's Vietnam, is this border crisis, because there's no doubt he caused the border crisis. through his words of campaigns and now through his words as president. So now he's saying, don't come. Are you kidding me? The kids know they'll be allowed in. And the people who with the kids are having to pay to get there. I mean, CBS News, I watch CBS News, and the lead story of CBS News, you know, these 13 and 14-year-olds coming in from Guatemala and El Salvador. You know, but I'm a little suspicious because it shows them walking down the road with no backpack or anything. And I'm going, you know what? Someone put them on a bus somewhere. They didn't walk all that way. Someone, there are some other side groups transporting these people with food and water. And CBS News doesn't even dare ask them, well, how did you get here? You have no backpack. You have no water. And you're walking down the road by yourself? Really? This is where reporters have lost any journalistic integrity. It was when I was watching CBS News, at least they led with the story, unlike NBC and ABC. CBS led with the story, Noah O'Donnell at the border, showing these kids walking up, and I'm 13 years old. But they don't ask any questions like, how did you get right here? Don't tell me you just walked down the street to here. And they were wearing fairly good clothes, and they weren't torn, and they weren't hungry. Shouldn't you ask the question is, how did you get here? Did you get on a bus? Who paid for it? Did you pay someone to pay for it? Who coordinated this? Just the lack of journalism of tough questions is amazing, including the Biden by George Stephanopoulos yesterday. So Donald Trump is dead right. He's right on in saying, yeah, his policy stopped this mass migration across our border of illegal immigrants. Of course, now we even have the Wall Street Journal, who's owned by the Murdochs, who won't use the word illegal immigrant. I haven't figured out why.
Another thing they talked about last night was the vaccine implementation.
Mm-hmm. The key was always going to be the vaccine. And when Biden got the vaccine in December and on January 20th, he made a statement that he doesn't think we have vaccines. Now, I don't know, did he make that statement as a statement, or did he not actually know we had the vaccine? What's going on there? But he got his shot. He got his first shot in December, December 21st, I believe. So with the vaccines and with the job we've done with COVID, with getting, I inherited an empty cupboard. Biden failed very badly with the H1N1, with the, as you know, he had a chance to do something, and they had a tremendous, tremendous failure, H1N1. It was a disaster. And now he's taking over this. What he's taken over, warp speed, we had it, our military, what they've done in terms of delivery has been incredible. Incredible.
Yeah.
And we gave up to 1.3 million shots a day before he even took over. So not only did we have the vaccine, and one thing we did, we took a big bet on this. We started manufacturing the vaccine before we really knew it worked. We saved many, many months and millions of lives by doing that, because you wouldn't have the vaccine right now if we didn't take that chance. We knew what we were doing. We knew that we felt strongly it was going to work. And we took a risk, and the risk was spending billions of dollars to develop it before we knew and before we had the approval that it was going to work.
That was last night on Fox with Maria.
Right. He's right. The dilemma, the only people hearing that interview are Fox listeners. It's not on CBS, ABC, or NBC, or MSNBC, or CNN. They spent the whole last 2 days talking about Russia involved in our elections. Even when Biden wins, they say Russia was involved in the elections. And they always have been involved in our elections. Since Kennedy and Eisenhower, Russia has tried to interfere with our elections. The bias of the media, it's just sad that I cannot watch one network where I get all sides. I turn on CNN, they're not even bringing up the border. They're barely bringing up Cuomo. I bring up Fox, they're bringing up Cuomo and the border, barely talking about the $1.9 trillion pork barrel bill, which is a reason a lot of Republicans still support it, because they're getting checks, free checks. It's free money, man. God, I should have done that as governor, just giving out checks. Why didn't I think of that and let the next generation pay the bills? Man, that is so don't underestimate Joe Biden right now. He's giving out free checks. He's at 61% popularity. He's avoiding the media, and the media is not giving him grief about it. They're going, well, he's going to get there. Give him time. You know, he spoke to George Stephanopoulos. I sound like Bill Clinton now. Give Joe, man. Give Joe some time. Because education is very important. I can't do him either. I used to be able to do Bill Clinton. That was the only guy I could imitate, but I'd have to hear a tape of him.
You got one more cut
I like that beret. It's a beautiful beret you got there, Monica.
Let me have number four there real quick, General.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
We'll go from Monica to Megan. That's
a beautiful beret. Megan.
Have you heard of Megan?
Oh, Megan. Megan wears berets, too. Is Megan, we're talking about the prince?
Meghan Markle, yes.
Okay.
Here you go.
What was your take on Meghan Markle now saying she, meeting with Democrat operatives, she may want to run for president?
Well, I hope that happens, because if that happened, then I think I'd have an even stronger feeling toward running. I'm not a fan of hers. I think that what she talks about the royal family and the queen, I happen to think I know the queen, as you know. I've met with the queen, and I think the queen is a tremendous person, and I am not a fan of Meghan.
Hmm. I guess Donald Trump's not going to be invited to the talk either.
What about the other thing there, but what about the notion of Meghan running for president?
I don't get it. She's allowed to. She's qualified.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely allowed to, but I'm saying given all the controversy lately, that would be an interesting...
She was a model. She held a briefcase during a game show, and she married a prince. That's all you got to be to run for president or any elective office now. Doesn't take much, apparently. You know, what happened to people running for, like, the city council to test out? I'm just wondering.
Suddenly that moment from Coming to America, just, if you're a prince, I'll marry you.
Well, she didn't know anything. She didn't know a thing about Buckingham Palace or the royal family when she met Prince Harry. Even though there's a picture of her when she was, like, 15, 16 years old in front of Buckingham Palace. Maybe she just thought it was a large house in downtown London.
Yeah, well, depending on which reports you read, there are some that allege she knew a lot about the royal family.
Be careful what you say. You might be kicked off
the talk. I said alleged.
That's not going to cover up.
Wait a minute. Off the talk.
The talk.
This is not
being
the talk.
We started the show about being racist.
I'm not on the talk, though. I'm on the Pat McCrory show.
Yeah, but you're making comments about Meghan, and it's obvious it's because you're... Bo Thompson.
Yes, exactly. 944 on WBT.
704-374-3800. I opened up the subject of racism at the beginning of the show. I got a memo going, change the subject. So we went to Trump and Biden.
And interviews and other stuff. But now we're going to come back around and hear from you.
Yeah, and don't be a racist.